B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another day, another dollar, as they say.
Yes, we're still here.
We are. It's the last week of school for a lot of people. Some schools are out already. I know CMS, I believe, goes right through the end of the week. Union County schools are out on Thursday. Gaston County schools, I think, are out this week.
It's finally happening.
It is. It's all happening. And you know what that means that we have to do? Those first-year teachers on.
Oh, see how they went?
Yeah, we always love doing that. Talking to the first-year teachers.
See how their year went.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk to them usually when the year starts, and then we like to hit them back up again at the end of the year. So your day in 30 seconds is what we like to do to start the show. Give a quick recap of what went on in everybody's lives. Who likes to go first?
I will.
Okay, Roy.
So there was a window washing company who was washing all the windows at my apartment complex yesterday, and it was freaking my dog out. Because the company, I don't know, I don't want to talk crap about this company, but I don't think they were very safe. Like, I was expecting, like, because I live in a kind of a tall building, I was expecting maybe, like, a thing they stand on and it goes up and down.
Yeah, like a little scaffolding,
like a little scaffolding thing. The guy was dangling from a rope, and he constantly kept banging his entire body against my window.
Oh,
like
no.
He was just flopping around in the wind, spraying around aimlessly.
Yeah, it's like that crazy video that came out a couple weeks ago of that, those window washers that were, like, really high up, like 25 floors up.
Yeah,
in like Seattle or something, they were getting bashed into the building.
Well, this guy like chose to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I took video of it with my dog freaking out and crying.
Did he wave to the dog at least? Did he play along?
No, we were hiding in the bed. I didn't want him to see me. I didn't.
That's
seriously,
not creepy.
That's, well, in the apartment, he would have full view of me. I wanted to hide underneath the covers.
What were you doing?
I don't know. It just felt weird. There was a guy outside my window dangling.
Okay. How about you, Loren?
Oh, we had a day yesterday.
30 seconds.
All right. My son almost killed my mom.
Oh, no.
So my mom's in from Florida, and she hasn't seen the construction that we've done on the house yet. So I was showing her the house, and Cash is running around. And there is a mirror laying against a wall that has not yet been put up onto the wall. Well, Cash came screaming out of the bathroom and into the mirror, and we had our backs to the mirror, and the mirror, a full-length mirror, fell and shattered on her head.
Oh, no.
And she said it felt like 2 minutes from the time it hit her to the time I said anything, because I was in shock. And I finally, like, pushed it off of her, and I was like, I'm so afraid to look at your head right now. Like, you're going to need stitches. And I looked, and there was no blood.
Whoa,
I was like, oh, my God. But you could see the indentation of her head in the mirror.
Dana's got a hard head.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's concussed, but yeah.
Did you say how many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah, I was like, what's your name? Where did you just fly in from? I mean, she hadn't been off the plane an hour.
And her grandson.
She got all the questions wrong.
Yeah.
So we're going to quiz her again later.
Yeah.
It's been a full hour. My day was we took a little walk to the park, and as we were walking, we found a little snake in the road. And, well, actually, other neighbors found a snake in the road. And I see one neighbor with a shovel. And I'm like, what are you going to do?
Kill it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm killing it. It's a copperhead.
Yes.
And it reminds me of a post that went out on social media. It's every type of snake, but underneath it is every type of copperhead.
Right.
Because everything's a copperhead.
But they're like fake names for it. It's like the rainbow copperhead, and it's like...
Yeah, there's like a caterpillar. It's like the fuzzy copperhead. Yeah. And, you know,
they're
the
all
baby
copperheads. They gotta go.
They're not. They're not. So I said, no, that's just like a little king snake or something. It was like gray. And I said, this one's good. He eats mice. He eats bugs. Just leave him or her alone. And the woman was like, okay, but I'm not moving it. Like, you have to move it away from my driveway. So I put it on the shovel and I took it and put it in the, in the woods. Yeah.
Better than me. It was probably a copperhead. You smell cucumbers? Yeah, that's a sign.
No, the copperheads, you know what they look like? What? Copper. Like the ride.
He could have been sick having a bad
day. That's right.
Who knows?
Don't trust him.
Copperhead. I'm with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
So this is from, where do we find this article from? Oh, it's a website called Smart Moms.
Okay.
And according to this website, a survey done by Nutrigrain.
You like the sponsor?
Yeah, because Nutri-Grain does good surveys.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a parent, by the end of this week, for most of us, you have said this phrase nearly 540 times to your kids. What phrase do you think that is?
No.
You should pick up a Nutri-Grain.
Isn't it Nutri-Grain-licious? Nope.
No, you can't do that.
How about hurry up?
Oh, yeah.
You have said hurry up close to 540 times going back to September. Over half the parents surveyed admitted to bribing their kids to keep them on track. I know that's what we do. Oh, my gosh, is my son a slowpoke? Not on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm never home in the morning to watch the kids go off to school, but Amanda says that Dean is like a slug in the morning and gets up at the same time on Saturday to go play, and he's got life in him. Mm-hmm. So,
And it only gets worse from here, by the way.
Yes, I know.
I got good news.
Yeah, you got like another 12 years, 11 years of this.
Nutri-Grain asked more than 2,000 moms and dads about their school year routines and found one of the biggest challenges that parents face in the morning is getting their kids out the door on time. But that's not all. Moms and dads also admitted they need to remind their kids at least twice in the morning to get dressed. Yes. Brush your teeth. Yes. Mm-hmm. Find your shoes.
Mm.
Where's your shoes from yesterday? I don't know. In dad's car.
Ugh.
I'll find another pair.
You know, I remember as a kid, like, because we all had to share one small itty-bitty bathroom, and my sister took forever with her hair. I had to wake up, like, at 5:40 to get my shower in.
You went first?
I had to, because of the timeline, because everybody had to get ready for the day. My mom had to get ready. My dad had to get ready. So, like, I somehow in the rotation was stuck with the 5:40 slot.
Well, you're the youngest.
Yeah, I was the youngest.
Pulled
so I showered. I've showered at 5:40, and then I literally went back to bed.
Oh, that's funny.
While I waited for everybody else to get ready.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just take a shower at night then?
I don't know.
He needs that morning shower to get going, man.
But then he goes back to bed.
I don't know. I'd lay in bed, watch TV.
Well, we had a bathroom upstairs, but there's three boys, me and two older brothers, so our bathroom was pretty empty most of the time.
Yeah.
Nobody was ever in there. Real quick, the parents also said that, hey, if you bribe your kids, you're not alone. More than half the parents in the poll said that they bribe with electronics, a new toy or game, or extra TV time as a reward.
I believe that. I think parenting has just come to negotiations. That's all it is.
You're a hostage negotiator.
Yeah.
But the kids, like, Dean knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say to Dean, like, dude, let's do your homework. Let's knock everything out. And then he'll go, can I get a piece of candy after?
He has demands.
Oh, so now he knows that you do it.
Yeah.
And he's feeding into it.
And that's it. So you would have said, hurry up 540 times by the end of the week. So congratulations, parents, on doing what you do.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We, by the way, are one of the brainiest cities in the country. Congratulations, Charlotte.
Really?
We have made a really good list. Yes.
Well, I guess so. We have all these banks here that, you know, all the bankers come for, and y'all are smart as heck.
Charlotte fared pretty well with an average of 14.5, 53 years of education. Charlotte ranked number 73 as one of the most educated in the country based on all the cities.
Doesn't sound so good when you say 73.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of cities.
There is a lot
it's
of
not
cities.
Not by state.
Let's see. Like, so for instance, Cambridge, Massachusetts, they were 17.22. I think that's where Harvard is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or Yale, one of them, okay? Ann Arbor, Michigan was in the 16s. And then, like, just to show you, like, the top 10, Carlsbad, California was 15.85, and we're at 14.53, so we're just outside the top 10.
Wait, we're smarter than Cambridge?
No.
Oh.
No, they're at 17.22.
Oh, so going up is good.
Yeah, and that is the average years of education. When you add up all the people, that's how much education each city has.
All right.
I'm bringing the states.
You're bringing the,
I'm bringing the states
the average
down.
Town.
Yeah. They're asking Roy to leave town. Like, hey, is there any way you can, like, I don't know, move to Fort Mill?
just on the line. Yeah, it's fine. It'll only take you about 10 more minutes to get to work.
Meanwhile, Roanoke was just below East L.A. with a 9.4 sitting. No, I'm joking. But East L.A. was one of the lowest, as you would expect. Same with New York City, just outside. 11 years of education for the average person. So,
wow. Wait, so that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. The median income for most of the, for you know, like all the cities combined was 41,000. Medium home value was 215,000. See, the world's a different place. A lot of people don't realize that. And let's see. Share of adults who graduated with a high with a college degree or higher was only 16%, y'all.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's here in Charlotte.
Dang.
So,
okay.
Anyway, we made the brainy list.
All right, go be proud, be smart.
Be smart today.
Yeah. Eat a good breakfast.
Do math.
Right. What does the Scarecrow say in The Wizard of Oz? The right side of an isosceles triangle is something with something something. Remember, he got his brain?
What's an isosceles triangle?
It's some sort of an ice cream sandwich, if I'm not wrong.
Well, Roy, you get to show your big brain here.
Yes!
Because you've been doing something right this whole time, and we've all been doing it wrong. Rihanna has
said... What would you do with a brain if you had one?
did an interview with British Vogue and says that we've been saying her name wrong this entire time.
Roy, how do you say her name?
It is Rihanna, and y'all are wrong.
Hello, British Vogue. It's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna, Rihanna, not Rihanna.
Hello, British Vogue. It's Rihanna.
It's always been Rihanna. And the only reason why I know is my last radio station, I had her cut some things for my show, and she called herself Rihanna. And forever since then, I was like, well, she's Rihanna.
Hello, British Vogue. It's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
There you go.
She's probably like me. Like, people call me Manny. You just get tired of correcting people after a while.
I know,
that's
so true. Yeah. All right, so Diplo says that there's no hard feelings between him and Joe Jonas, even though he live-streamed and Instagrammed their entire wedding between Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. This was supposed to be a secret. It happened in Vegas. We all have heard the story by now. But he says, Diplo defends himself and says, I didn't know it was a real wedding, y'all. He's like, I didn't think this was serious.
No, we'd just be having fun with an Elvis minister.
Yeah, and he said he didn't realize that he was the only person recording either. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. There's no bad blood between them, and he did apologize.
Hold on, Lorraine. We need to hear the Scarecrow.
Thinkology. Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Well, that sounded smart. Something I'll never be able to read.
If I only had a brain.
I don't even know how I got out of real estate school.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Nothing. Work in radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Vanessa Lachey, she's joining 90210.
Oh, yeah.
We told you yesterday who was joining the cast, and now Vanessa Lachey, she will be the newest actress joining them. Do you want to know whose wife she's going to play, or no?
You told me yesterday. Who's playing David Silver's wife? Brian Austin Green's wife, I forget.
Now I can't remember.
Yeah,
either.
But I thought he was supposed to be married to Donna, so now that's out.
Yeah.
No, okay, tell
know?
Me.
Jason Priestley.
Okay.
Was he married at the end of the...
No.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. She's going to be a high publicist, high-powered publicist about trying to balance her career and starting a family. So, 90210 comes back August 7th. At 9 p.m.
I was watching Fox last night. They kept promoting it. I got excited. And they're like, are you ready for 90210? And Amanda's like, no.
And you're like, yes!
That's right. I was excited.
All right,
my favorite show.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you who the hip-hop artist is. I can speak today. To officially become a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But first-time teachers, we wanted to hear from you. How was it? We're not at the end of the school year. What's the surprises? The good? The bad? We want to hear from you. Let's talk with Jackie in Charlotte. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Hi, Jackie. Are you heading into your last week teaching?
I am. I'm on my way right now.
Oh, that's awesome. What grade are you in?
I teach fourth.
Fourth Ooh. Grade. Mm-hmm. Yes. The old fourth graders. Okay. So at the beginning of the year, like Roy said, we asked, you know, a lot of teachers who are teaching for the first time, how excited are you to go to work? And the enthusiasm, Jackie, that you guys bring, both male and female first-time teachers, is awesome. And so we like to check in at the end of the year, make sure that same enthusiasm is still there, kind of surprises that you had this year and stuff.
Yeah, actually, the enthusiasm is still there. It's a bittersweet coming into summer. It's nice going to have a break, but I'm really going to miss the kids. I didn't expect the attachment level that I would have to them and think about them literally 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And then you have a whole new crop again next year, Jackie.
Yeah, and then you have to form that same attachment again, and it's going to be different every single year. So
I would think, though, that it would be fun, because you're still in the same school with them for, you know, a little bit. So she gets to, like, watch them grow and how they develop.
Yeah, they'll be around in the hall,
Yeah, and then the kids are, I was in fourth grade last year, just subbing for the end of the year, and they're going to be graduating out of elementary school this year. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to see them anymore, and it's going to be weird. Having, you know, a whole new group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jackie, was there any surprises to this year?
I actually love math, which if you would ask any of my teachers when I'm growing up in school, they'd probably fall over laughing because it was not my best subject. But I actually really love teaching it.
That's great. Jackie, you want to shout your school out?
Yes. Shout out to Smithfield Elementary.
All right.
If anybody is listening, we can do it. We're all done. And it's been a great year. And I love you all.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Jackie. Good. Thanks for doing what you do. We're so glad that you enjoyed your first year and enjoy your summer off.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for all of your appreciation.
You got it. And don't forget to keep an ear out because before you know it, we'll be doing our back to school for teachers party.
By the way, so many kids last night, now are going, no.
I know.
Don't you talk about back to school. We're still trying to get out of school. But no, we do back to school for teachers too, and typically in August where all the teachers get together and party.
Yeah. Yep. Yesterday we were at Waddell High School and Middle School for our Stand Up Speak Out campaign in our Stand Up Speak Out rally, and it was really cool to see the teachers and the students. Everybody's in good spirits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the home stretch.
You're right. This is it. This is the last week. So thanks to all the teachers and thanks to all the parents who take the kids to school each morning and turn on Kiss 95.1. We will be here all summer long for you. We're taking 2 weeks of vacation. That's it.
No, I think we're only taking one.
I'm taking two. I don't know about you.
Not back to back like we did last year.
Yeah. No, but we'll be taking 2 weeks off. But we'll be here all summer for you. So this isn't goodbye. Keep us in mind.
Yeah.
We're going to need you all summer.
Yeah, man.
All right. We love doing it. Loren, got to do it again until we're done and have no more articles left in our Bridezilla Chronicle folder.
That will never happen. There will always be a Bridezilla in the world.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are opening up the Bridezilla Chronicles.
And this one's a doozy, so strap yourself in. We all know that, like, getting cash at your wedding is probably everyone's preference, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one bride asked specifically for cash on her website and then took it a bit too far. While the person who attended the wedding and is airing their grievances out said that the affair was amazing, they were a bit shocked after they left. Now, the couple had a very expensive wedding, and their guests also had to shell out a lot because it was a destination wedding.
Okay.
So their guests had to shell out money for travel, hotels, their own expenses.
Sure.
But little did they know that they were going to incur a much larger cost. The bride messaged this person complaining about their contribution for an insignificant amount to cover the cost of the menu, the drinks for Sunday's affairs, not to mention the effort of organizing Saturday's garden party and their welcome packs.
So basically, they didn't give enough money in the envelope.
Right.
How much money did they put in the envelope?
We'll get there in a second.
Oh, okay.
So the bride also sent instructions and an amount that she would like to be sent to her.
What? Like why are $500 to this account?
Venmo me.
Yeah, basically. Now, the person who attended the wedding said that they didn't have much cash after all of those expenses when they got to the wedding. So they put about 25 euro. This was a destination wedding in Europe, in the envelope with the intent of sending more once they got home.
Okay.
But
likely story.
Yeah. But after the bride sent this message to her on Facebook, she decided that she wasn't going to pay and they are no longer friends.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Well, here's my thing, though. No. I'm definitely on the side of, like,
she's a bridezilla.
Yeah. Okay. 100%.
I was about to say, where are you about to land?
Here's the thing. I tell everybody this. Don't, like, I don't feel, if you don't have the money to throw the party, don't throw the party.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stay in your means, because you never want to start off your marriage in debt. Like, some people go out there and they spend $100,000 on their wedding and they didn't have that money. So now you're $100,000 in debt starting your new life together. Like, that's how you wanted to start your new life?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you make the invitation list.
Right.
You invite people who you want to celebrate the big day with you.
They shouldn't have to pay for your wedding.
That's kind of the point. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And everything you get after they come, and you said it was a destination wedding,
mm-hmm.
so this bridezilla needs to understand that everything after that is all extra for you.
Right.
You've invited them. You said, I'm going to pay for your dish. Please
right.
come and celebrate with us.
You mm-hmm. should expect presents, not presents. Presents.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Look at you.
My presence, not my presents.
Right.
Ooh, you should fire back to that bridezilla, Roy.
I should.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'll tell you, man, our Bridezilla folder, the Bridezilla Chronicle folder, is thick with other Bridezillas.
Yeah,
it's just the weddings, you know, it's a lot of pressure and people go a little.
It is. Oof. But again, don't, like, if you don't have the money to throw the party, don't throw the party. I'll call her an acquaintance and we no longer speak because of this reason.
Ooh.
She, when she was getting married, and Dallas, like, despises this person now, started a GoFundMe prior to her wedding, for her actual wedding.
Yeah. It's not
that
classy.
Is,
it's
I mean, classy. No, that is the epitome of classless.
If you like Amanda and I shopped around. We had a budget, and we shopped around and found out who met our budget.
Yeah.
And that's where we ended up having our wedding. Of course, we couldn't have it at, like, you know, the Four Seasons in New York City.
Or, yeah.
But you can have just as much fun at a public park at a wedding than
100%.
And then at a Four Seasons hotel.
If anybody knows that, together. It's Roy's family.
Right.
You guys have weddings break out anywhere.
We don't even reserve the park. We just show up and pray that there's a stand available. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? You don't have to invite every person you've ever met your entire life. Like, Dallas and I had 50 people at our wedding.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, yeah. Look, Josh from Lancaster, one of our big fans, and his wife Vicky got married at Dunkin' in front of customers with Roy there, which, by the way, went viral again on Friday. Got to give a shout out to our friend Charity Bailey, who used to work here at Fox 46. And she was, right this minute, is a reality show about viral videos. And we were on Friday's episode.
Oh, that's very cool.
So,
look at us making national TV.
Yep. So congratulations to Minister Roy and Josh and Vicky from the Dunkin' wedding.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. So, Roy, you said that a friend of yours is doing something that a lot of guys would not be okay with.
I don't know. I think it could make the relationship on the rocks. I mean, I don't want to say it would not a lot of guys would be okay with it. But so I was hanging out with my friend and his girlfriend, and she came home, and she had a bunch of clothes that she went shopping, and she was showing my friend what she bought. And she said that she went shopping for work. Now, to explain what she does, she works in a very nice suit shop for men where she helps guys, like, get suits that are nice and tailored.
Find
suits. It's really professional job.
A place where you and I have never been.
Well, it's way out of my price range.
Right.
But it's a really good job. And the clothes that she was kind of pulling out, I kind of made a joke. I was like, they let you wear that, because it seemed...
Oh, these were work clothes that she was showing off.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And it seemed that they were like night out clothes, like going out to...
Like a cocktail dress or something.
Like a cocktail dress. And I just always, I've never been into the suit store she works at. I've just always thought it was kind of this upscale-y thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say, well, this is kind of how, like, she gets her commissions this way. And I'm like, what? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, she flirts with the guys. And she wears... little, you know, what not as professional clothing.
Yeah.
And that's
was it, like, low cut, or
it was, yeah, it wasn't a very long dress.
You have a picture of her, or
I'm not gonna do that to her. I'm not going to do that.
I just.
But I mean, it's, you know, you can wear what you want, but it, I, but she like evidently flirts with them and like talks about how beautiful the men are when she like helps them, you know, do measurements and.
So, Lorraine, I know there's a straight line here and a lot of people are going to fall on one side of the line, which is I don't need to flirt. I don't need to look a certain way to make my money. But then there's a whole other group of people on the other side of the line. They're like, whatever it takes to make that buck.
Right. Well, and it's just a tactic of, you know, because she's a beautiful woman. But a beautiful woman saying, oh, my God, that looks so good on you. She says it just gets more sales. Yeah. And I had to, I've had it happen to me. Like if you our old producer, Victoria, has taken we would go shopping together and she would say, oh, Roy, that looks great. And I'd be like, buy it.
Yeah.
Buy it. Someone else likes it.
Sometimes you just need a little push.
You do.
And I think if it's staying professional.
She
I
says
mean,
it's always professional. It's just. Well, that's how she's like the highest commissioned salesperson at the suit shop.
So your friend, who's her boyfriend, has absolutely no issues with this.
Oh, gosh, no. He's like, please, keep doing what you're doing.
Going on vacation with that money and, you know, going up to the lake and all that stuff. All right. Well, here's the question that we need to throw out there to you guys then, because I'm curious now. I'm curious about how many jobs require you to be somewhat flirtatious.
We've always heard, like, bartenders, you know. That's like the go-to.
Yeah, I...
That's the cliche one. Yeah, you're right, Roy.
Well, I think... I kind of think that flirty is a cliche term. I don't know. Like, is it... Do you just have to be, like, overly friendly? Like, I think salespeople have to be overly friendly.
Yeah.
There's a difference,
you know what I mean?
Though, between being overly friendly...
And flirty.
And being flirty and dressing to make a sale. That's what she's doing. She's dressing to make a sale.
Yeah.
You know, which is okay. They make the clothes for that.
I don't think they make them specifically for that, Manny.
You mean there's not a section in the store that says make the sale?
Yeah,
it's not the make the sale rack?
Yeah, does a little flirting. Says, oh my gosh, this looks so good on you. She says she does this thing where she like... I can't believe I'm revealing this much. But she does this thing where she like pats them on the shoulders and like rub... like. To make them, you know,
yeah, guys,
feel confident in the suit,
like a pep talk.
Kind of,
and she makes the sale,
yeah.
Which somebody else in her store doing the same thing might also make the sale, but if they're not doing the same thing, they're SOL. All right,
I remember back when I was a waiter at Country Cook in the All America Buffet. I did a little flirting. And I was gay. It didn't matter if you were a woman or a man. But listen,
you wanted that tip.
I had to get a good tip. I'd make sure your drink was refilled. I'd smile. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Talking about, is it okay to flirt? That's your job, maybe to close a sale.
Make that money.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting and calling saying that it is okay. And we even have a husband on the phone. We'll get his thoughts on it.
Let's first talk with Joyce and Charlotte. What do you think, Joyce?
Hey, guys. So I think it's totally okay. So I work two jobs. I bartend on the weekends, and I take my wedding ring off. And typically in the nightlife, people are, like, flirting with you and whatnot. And when they ask me for my number, I ask them, oh, do you have a business card so I can call you on my time? And if they don't, and I just kind of laugh it off and say, oh, you know, it sucks for you. Maybe next time.
Oh.
And they'll still tip me, like, over 25%, like, whatever.
Wow.
My husband, he's 110% okay with it as long as I bring in the money, right?
Yeah, I mean, so your husband is aware that you take the ring off while you bartend?
Yes, I leave it at home, like in like a safe or something.
Ooh.
I mean, have you ever had somebody, though, that won't take no for an answer?
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
Call the police.
I mean, not really. I mean, they're very, I mean, then again, like, I work at a restaurant that's not like, Uptown.
Right.
So I worked at Soul Food.
Oh.
Meat company.
Yeah.
So, like, at the night, their Wednesday or their weekend.
Everybody go see really Joyce. She's not married and she's willing to hang out with you.
Temper.
Thanks, Joyce.
Those tips might go away.
Let's talk with Savannah and Hickory. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rent Show.
Hi. I don't think it's okay to an extent, of course. But I actually used to work at like a motorsports place, like dirt bikes and like motorcycles. And I guess like one thing was like I would put them on the motorcycle, like get them to sit on it and kind of just tell them how good they looked on it. And just like sometimes I'd even get like some apparel, like a helmet, maybe a jacket, let them put it on and just kind of compliment them.
That's what Roy said earlier.
That's what she did with the suit. She would be like, oh my gosh, this looks so good on you.
And you're like, sold. That's all guys need to hear, yeah. Savannah.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
You're not like physically like hitting on them. You're just complimenting them.
Right. And you're complimenting them, even though, Savannah, it might not be 100% truth, because your job is to make the sale.
But let's also make no mistake here. Somebody can compliment someone without, like, wanting to get in their pants.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And
thanks, Savannah.
I'm not thinking, when we're saying this whole flirting thing, I'm not thinking of something that deep.
Yeah.
You know. This is Brooke in Gastonia.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke, real quick. You worked for, we'll say, a cell phone place.
Okay. I did.
You used to.
I used to. I'm actually a dental assistant now, so you can't do too much flirting there. But I just worked with the owner and the co-owner, and I was the manager. So there was only three people in the whole store. And my bosses actually just went through the straight and narrow. And then I realized, hey, I'm the only girl here. Let me mix it up a bit. And I can actually tell, like, when they walk in, who exactly is the decision maker. And then I go off of them. Oh, my gosh, that phone looks so good in your hand. That's going to look awesome when you go out and you do this. And then you start commenting on their clothes or commenting on their children. And I can have somebody who's walking in wanting a $20 smartphone walking out with a iPhone XR.
Wow.
So I've actually done that about maybe 20 times.
Oh, wow.
And
all right.
It works every single time.
And that's your job, is to make the sale, Brooke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good for
you.
You
don't have to be so flashy, but as long as you know how to talk to people, too, with a little bit of flirting, you can get them every time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I know we have to get to Lorenz Dirty, but Chris has been on hold, and he's a husband whose wife is kind of in the sales business. Mm-hmm. So let's see how he feels. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife is, she's been in the sales business for 12 years. I tell her, hey, you know, sex sales, pull the girls down a little bit, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you're okay with that.
Not only that, it sounds like he's pushing her out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as she's bringing in the money, she makes more than I do, I don't mind one bit.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Chris.
Wow.
I didn't know he was going to say that. I said here he was okay with his wife doing it, but all right.
That was awesome.
Hey, we have our answer. 100% of the people, and this is rare.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see that Jay-Z has just become the first hip-hop artist to become worth billions?
Yeah.
He's the first billionaire. And of course, he's got Beats, Tidal. He's got an art collection, a real estate collection worth like $50 million. So, I mean, my man's doing it right. Sephora is closing stores, not only here in Charlotte on June 5th, but all over the country.
They're my wife loves Sephora.
Yeah, well, they're closing more than 400 stores nationwide. And I think there's 5 affected here in Charlotte as well. 16,000 employees will have to go for diversity training.
Oh, you mean they're closing just for like a day?
Just for a day.
Oh.
Mm. Now, this is because R&B singer SZA was in a Calabasas, California Sephora and was racially profiled.
Okay.
Now, that was about a month ago. So the company is making them go through diversity training on June 5th now.
Hey, I also saw two local Smoothie Kings close for the same reason.
Oh, my gosh. That was so bad.
That was really bad.
Let's get it together here. Let's not be mean to each other and call each other names. Come on.
That's awful. Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk could be going for a split. Now, I hope that this really is not true, especially because everyone wanted Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to get together after their movie. And he's been with Irina for a long time. They have a child together, but recently they were spotted not looking so happy with each other and barely speaking to each other. Now, I think that this
is like they're married.
Exactly. That's a normal relationship. Like, when you're married for a while, or you're with somebody for a long time, you have disagreements.
And everything gets said over text message throughout the day, so when you meet for dinner, there's nothing left to say.
That's fair. Those phones taking it all away. All right, that's your dirty for now.
And by the way, sorry, Roy, you're not just a little excited that Leo DiCaprio, Bradley Cooper and Gaga could get together after this?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be weird if they got together. That's so strange to me. They worked together.
Yeah, it was on camera chemistry. Like, if they got together, it would be, I don't want to say fake, but it wouldn't be real. Okay. And they would realize that in a couple years.
Okay.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rinse.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Thomas, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
How are you?
We're laughing in here because Loren's eating an apple that fell on the floor, so she thinks she's, you know.
And it was so dramatic when it fell. Oh. I was like, no! All right, Thomas, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
All right, get her out of the studio so we can try and throw you a $250 gift certificate to our friends
at Sycamore Brewing. It's our favorite.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, heard Sycamore was involved, and he's like, she better get going. Yeah. I want to get that gift card. All right, Loren's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, that's a lot of beer on the line here. Turns out we've all been pronouncing Rihanna's name wrong. True or false, she has a Fenty makeup line.
True.
The Jonas Brothers documentary dropped at midnight. We can't wait to watch it. How many brothers are in that band?
Three.
Rumors are starting again that Bradley Cooper and his wife are headed towards a divorce. What's the name of the blockbuster film he starred in last year with Lady Gaga?
A Star is Born.
And Forbes announced that Beyonce's hubby became the first hip-hop artist to make it into the Billionaires Club. Who is he?
Jay-Z.
And question five, what former Twilight star has officially been named the new Batman?
Edward Collins.
All right, come on.
No, Robert Pattinson.
I'll take it.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, coming.
Yeah, he got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
He's still eating that apple, though, huh?
Yep, all right. Trying. All right. Around the bad
the
part.
The hair?
Yeah. I wiped it off.
All right. Here we go, Thomas. Let's see how she does. Turns out we've all been pronouncing Rihanna's name wrong, except for Roy, who's been on it for a long time. True or false, she's got a Fenty makeup line.
True.
And the Jonas Brothers documentary dropped at midnight. We can't wait to watch it, see if Belmont's mentioned in it. How many brothers are in that band?
In the band? Three.
Rumors are starting again that Bradley Cooper and his wife are headed towards a divorce. What's the name of the blockbuster film he starred in last year with Lady Gaga?
A Star is Born.
Forbes announced that Beyonce's husband became the first hip-hop artist to make it into the Billionaires Club. His name is?
Jay-Z.
And what former Twilight star has officially been named the new Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
We got ourselves a winner. Yes, we do.
Yeah, Loren, you.
It's I never.
You got it wrong.
It's Pattinson, whatever.
Yeah, so it's a 4-5. Thomas in Charlotte, you are going to be getting a gift card to Sycamore Brewing.
Yes.
$250.
Congratulations, Thomas.
Thank you.
Good for you. He knew it was Robert Pattinson. He didn't have any issues. And
Pattinson,
he also doesn't
Pattinson.
Do the...
Well, he had to say it until, like, yes. It took him a minute, but he got there.
He said Edward Cullen. He even gave the name of the character in Twilight.
He even given you his name in the movie.
Congratulations, Thomas. I just threw my paper out. How many did she have? How many wins?
I think, like,
23. She had 23, but now it's back to zero.
Yeah. You went from Jordan to zero.
Look at you.
All right, Thomas.
All right, Thomas. Congratulations, you can beat Loren.
Thank you. I can beat Loren.
Yes, sir.
Stay on hold, dude. Enjoy $250 worth of beer thanks to Sycamore Brewing.
By the way,
I blame my apple.
Threw you off. I got to say, he's part of an exclusive club. There's only like five of you in existence that's beaten Loren in the years that we've done the show.
No, one person beat you twice.
Yeah. So listen, but we got to get to a War of the Roses. How is Game of Thrones tearing a relationship apart? Like, is it really possible that Sophie Turner is breaking up a relationship?
She's involved in it.
War of the Roses. Game of Thrones finale ruins a relationship. We'll find out how in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lindsay, what's going on with Austin? You sent us a message saying that you feel like you might be getting cheated on now.
Austin and I have been dating for like 3 months, and we, you know, we've been intimate together, if you want to say that, and I think it's going really well. I really like him. He comes over like every Sunday. We were watching Game of Thrones together, and but he never stays over, which I always thought was weird. I like invited him, but he'd always be like, you know, I got work in the morning or whatever, which, you know, that's fine. But then after the finale, you know, we're talking about it and whatnot, and I was telling him like good night, and he says he wants to slow down and like clear his mind. So
what does that mean, Lauren, when a guy says that to you?
I mean, it's, I hate to use the term, but it sounds like he's just not that into you.
I mean, I asked him, I was like, what are you talking about? And he said he had some like personal stuff that he was dealing with. And I asked him if there was somebody else, and he said no.
That's what I would think, too.
But when you say that, like he would come over for Game of Thrones, did you see him outside of that? Or did the only time you ever see him was on Sunday nights?
I mean, that was like kind of our standing date. But, you know, we hung out a little bit. It's only been 3 months, so it's like we've been hanging out a little bit in between that.
You ever see each other on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah. I don't know our calendar, but yeah, I mean, we hang out a little bit.
Did you ever go out in public? Like, I'm thinking maybe he has a girlfriend and he didn't want to be seen in public with you, so he wanted to come over on Sunday nights?
Well, we met out. You know, we met out at a bar one night.
Okay.
So he asked for like a couple weeks, and then now it's been like a week and a half, and I just miss him, you know, and I kind of want to see like what's going on.
Your relationship is based off the finale of Game of Thrones, basically. That's the last time you saw each other.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Maybe he's picking up a new show with a new woman.
America's Got Talent did just start.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah, The Bachelorette.
I'm sorry. We're not making light of this. This circumstance is weird. That's why I'm making a joke. That's all.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Dial him up, Roy.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Austin. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company here in Charlotte. And we just put out an Instagram tag contest that one of your friends tagged you in. And we randomly selected your name to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to whoever you'd like free of charge.
Free roses?
Yes, free roses. A dozen of beautiful red roses.
I mean, I really don't have anybody I want to send roses to.
You don't have anyone that you're romantic with that you'd like to send beautiful roses to?
Not right now at the moment. I mean, I'm not romantically involved with anybody. If I can send roses to anybody, I mean, you can send them to Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark.
Like Sophie Turner, the actress?
Yeah. Yeah, from Game of Thrones. She's hot, man. She's super hot.
Would you have her contact information?
I mean, you guys are, you know, the flower people. You should probably be able to look that up on Instagram.
Okay, we're going to pause there live on the radio now, and we're going to come back and play the rest of this for you so that you can hear how Lindsay reacts when she finds out that, yes, he decided to send the roses to actress Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones. And actually, Game of Thrones becomes a little theme during this War of the Roses, where we find out something else. A light bulb goes off in Lindsay's head, and she goes, oh, I should have known that all along.
It's 95.1. The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're continuing with War of the Roses between Lindsay and Austin. Lindsay said she's been dating Austin for about 3 months, right? And they met out. But ever since the finale of Game of Thrones aired, he was at her place watching it, and he said to her right afterwards, "Not, I'll see you tomorrow or call me." He said, "I think we need to slow things down and take a break." So it's like the last time she talked to him in any seriousness with the relationship was with the finale of Game of Thrones.
So strange.
So we pick up the War of the Roses, you guys, where he says he doesn't have anybody romantic in his life. We still haven't revealed to him that Lindsay's on the other line listening, but here's who he sends the roses to.
I mean, I really don't have anybody I want to send roses to.
You don't have anyone that you're romantic with that you'd like to send beautiful roses to?
Not right now at the moment. I mean, I'm not romantically involved with anybody. If I can send roses to anybody, I mean, You can send them to Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark.
Like Sophie Turner, the actress?
Yeah. Yeah, from Game of Thrones. She's hot, man. She's super hot.
Would you have her contact information?
I mean, you guys are, you know, the flower people. You should probably be able to look that up on Instagram.
We actually get the delivery address from whoever's sending the flowers. We don't have access to Star's information.
Okay, I got to break in here.
Okay.
This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1's Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Austin, you're on the radio. Lindsay's on the other line, and I think we're all just a little bit confused. Do you know Lindsay?
I do know Lindsay.
And you're not romantic with Lindsay?
I mean, we have a good thing going on. I needed a break.
But you said you only needed a few weeks. I don't understand what's going on here. Like, do you want to be in a relationship or not? You're getting free roses and you don't even consider me?
I mean, it's been like a week and a half. I just got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, but Lindsay's point, Austin, is if there's no other woman who you're romantically involved in, when Loren, our quote-unquote operator over here, asked you who you would like to send him to, maybe you would send him over there with like a little note that said, you know, hey, Lindsay, thanks for hanging out. I'm going to try and get things back in order in my life. Yeah. But in the meantime, I've been thinking about you. You know, anything like that. But you sent him to an actress.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Sophie Turner.
Okay. But yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you saying that, like, you wanted to take a break, but you have no, like, you're not romantic with Lindsay at all? You have no desire to get back together?
Truthfully, after Game of Thrones, I kind of, like, just got to get my life back together.
So you just used me to watch Game of Thrones because I have HBO? I feel like I'm remembering on one of our first three dates, you even asked me if I had it, which I didn't really think anything of it at the time.
He asked but if you now, had HBO?
Yeah.
I don't have HBO.
Okay, right? So you did use her for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out that way, but I started getting feelings for her.
Are you freaking kidding me? It started out that way? Really?
And clearly it's ending this way, too, because the show's over and he's done with the relationship. Like, what?
Yeah, seriously. Waste of my time.
Okay, all right. Austin, there's no roses, dude, so Sophie Turner's not getting any from you, at least. and Lindsay, this is just the craziest thing ever. I think you're going to find another man who's going to be better off for you than Austin, obviously. So good luck, okay?
Thanks.
And try not to get a boyfriend that's really addicted to a TV show.
Good rule of thumb. If anybody asks about any networks on the first or second date, whether you have it, Netflix, you have Hulu, Netflix, no.
Nope.
No, the answer is no. All right, good luck, Lindsay.
Thanks.
All right, Lindsay upset when she found out that he started out the relationship, Austin, by using her for HBO and then said, well, it started out that way, but then I started catching feelings for her.
I don't blame her for being upset.
Holy cow. And how about I chuckled. I forgot that Lindsay said that she remembers him in one of the first few dates asking if she had HBO. I think she even said the first date.
Scoping things out.
That's crazy to me. I mean, who goes on dates with people just to get their HBO? That's what you use your friends for.
That's true. Like, you didn't have any friends that you could go watch it with?
I mean,
What? You're about to say something unpopular.
No, I can feel it. Oh, no. I like where your head is at, Loren, but no. I mean, not even I can defend Austin for this. But what I can't get over is that I wonder if there was any other women that Austin went on a date with. Although she said that they didn't meet on Tinder. They met out.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, maybe he was on Tinder trolling for women who had HBO so that he can catch the series.
Yeah.
And maybe there was two other women that he went out with, and they're like, nope, not into Game of Thrones, on HBO.
Maybe. I mean, maybe there's a Grey's Anatomy girlfriend. Maybe there's a now broken up Big Bang Theory broken girlfriend.
Did your relationship end with a series? 704-570-9595. Did your relationship come to an end right when, like, a series ended?
Yeah.
Just on coincidence, obviously, but
sure. But, you know, a lot of times, like you know, when you're dating someone, you and your significant other has a show. That's your show.
Right.
You know, like Sterling and I love Grey's Anatomy. Big fan. Watch it every week.
If you guys broke up, would you continue to watch it without him?
I don't know, because every time I'd watch it, I would think of him.
You would. You'd continue to watch it.
But he brings up a good point, Lorraine.
He might take a break from it.
I'd have to put it down.
Yeah, he doesn't want to watch Grey's Anatomy and have tears in his eyes over Sterling,
yeah,
who broke his heart.
He didn't. Just in case you just now tuned in, this is a hypothetical.
Sterling broke Roy's heart.
Just in case you just
seven of Roy's trying to squash a fight that might argument that could come up later. You guys,
I know all you people are going to that works with him are listening right now. Y'all gonna say something in the office.
Y'all have no idea what our significant others
poor
hear.
Things, what they go through.
I know.
I mean, Dallas is in the medical business, and people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up to him, and they're like, so, Lauren taped herself to a window today, huh?
Yeah. He's like, yep, that's my wife. Isn't she beautiful?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But we want to talk to you. We had a War of the Roses between Lindsay and Austin, and we found out that Austin was only using Lindsay for the Game of Thrones.
Basically, Austin admitted that he was using Lindsay for HBO. And the minute the Game of Thrones finale happened that Sunday night, he told her that they need to take a break.
So terrible.
So for over 2 weeks now, she hasn't spoken with him. So we reached out, and he sent the flowers to Sophie Turner.
No, he tried to.
The character named Sansa Stark on the show, who, by the way, Joe Jonas is married to now.
Mm-hmm.
Got a text message from 704 that said, I had a 5-year relationship that ended when the Twilight movie saga ended. We even named our dog after the main character, Bella.
Oh.
Thank God that ended. He was a fanatic over the movies. I haven't watched any of those movies since we broke up.
And every time, I bet you even see, you know, Robert Pattinson or...
Or Patterson, as Lorraine would say, yeah.
You probably think of him.
Well, how about, like, when you watched a show, and it was all good when you were in a relationship, and then you break up and you realize that the show sucked? That's what happened to Melissa. Good morning.
So I dated this guy. Hey. So I dated this guy a couple of years ago. This was a long time ago. And he really was into the whole vampire scene, and I'm not. And so I gave it a chance because I really, really liked him. And so
your phone is breaking up. What show was it?
No.
Dang it, her phone's breaking up. It was the Vampire Diaries. But it says here that now she realizes after all the breakup and stuff that she went back to watch the show and it stinks. Yeah. It's like the acting was terrible.
Yeah.
Only watched it for him.
No, there are cute boys in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So... Jessica Alba, she admitted to a group of people that she was speaking in front of at a conference that she goes to therapy with her 10-year-old daughter. And I think this is a good thing because a lot of people don't know how to communicate with their kids. Maybe they require different communication than you do as an adult. And that's what she said. She said she goes to try to be a better mother and communicate with her daughter, that she didn't really have that communication growing up. And she felt like it was important to make sure that her daughter knew that open communication is a good thing.
Good.
A-Rod, I think everybody remembers the photo that was taken of him on the commode. Yes?
Yes.
Wait, we do what?
This happened maybe a month or so ago. A-Rod was in the bathroom using the facilities, and a paparazzi took a picture of him while he was sitting on the toilet using his phone. Do you remember this?
I do.
Okay. Well, in a recent interview, he said that he is happy that it was not his significant other, J-Lo, or one of the kids when the photo was taken, but he is investing in some very hefty blinds now. which is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Listen, we talked about this last week. Loren took a picture of a woman's hat because she liked it. That's different. The woman
way
was in
different.
A, the woman was in a public street, okay, at a stoplight. And by the way, A-Rod was in his house, private property. There's a difference.
Completely, completely different.
Sure.
Creepy, yes, Loren. Different, yes.
I just like the hat.
Did
like
you
I'm
buy
like,
it?
Maybe. I don't know if my husband's listening. Priyanka Chopra, she is coming to Meghan Markle's defense. And this is in the light of Meghan Markle being called difficult to work with and recently spending extravagantly during for her spending habits. Now, Priyanka says that she's the same chick she's always been. She's progressive, modern, and passionate about moving the needle. Unfortunately, this is happening to her, but if anyone can handle it, she can.
Did you say she's the same chick she's always been?
I sure did.
What a fun way to say that. I love it. I can't talk long. I'm here with the President of the United States.
That's right. The Queen was meeting with our President.
I had no idea he was actually president. I thought he was coming to talk to Meghan since they were both reality TV stars.
Oh, no. Well, he had some not nice things, I guess, to say about Meghan. There was a report that he called her nasty. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, she's not nasty at all, is she?
No?
No, I believe that was a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding, okay.
But it's so nice to have the man who fired so many celebrities in Celebrity Apprentice to be here. There's a rumor that he runs your country now. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. He's the president.
The man who started Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes.
Runs your country. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can't wait for the three on Shark Tank to run, to run the country next. Ta-ta.
Mark Cuban? Well, I think he's talked about running. Mm-hmm. That could become a possibility.
Bomb.
I can't talk much longer. Snooki wants some political advice, you understand?
By the way, Catch Me Outside Girl has been hospitalized.
Oh, no.
For some serious stomach issues.
Oh, no.
But it's, yeah.
You think she's going to run for president one day? I hope she feels better. I really do.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. She's famous for saying, catch me outside. How you like that?
Yes. Queen Mommy.
Well, how about that? I've been saying that for years. Nobody put me on Dr. Phil. All right, ta-ta again.
Ta-ta. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
All right, so everyone has these wireless earbuds now, and you got the little charging case for them. Well, now there's an exterior case for your case that makes them fashionable because, you know, they're just that little white case that goes around them. Now you can buy bottles that look like they Coco Chanel perfume. You can get all kinds of ones, Gucci Bees, and we'll have that link up for you at kiss951.com. They're adorable.
All right. Thank you, Loren.
Ladies, we were just doing War of the Roses a little while ago, and Lindsay is getting over her so-called relationship with Austin. Well, according to Goop.com, Goop is the website that...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Thank you, Roy.
Yep.
Well, Goop has an article that says there's one specific way to get rid of that negative energy, but it'll only work for ladies because it's a specific piece of clothing that ladies wear.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
If you are a female and you're going through a breakup, you've got to listen to this. We have a way for you to get rid of the bad energy, Loren, Nicole, our female interns who are here. Anybody going through a bad breakup?
This is from a life advisor and a relationship expert. They say that your lingerie will carry the negative energy and memories. And
that's hilarious.
They recommend a burning ritual. Burning your lingerie, bras.
I'm not going to lie. Anytime I can get down with burning some stuff.
Yeah, but this is your own stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you had it with an ex. So, like, you don't buy lingerie for yourself. I mean, some people do. I don't.
The lingerie you wore with past lovers will carry toxic residue. And the only way to rid of this energy is through the burning ritual. A powerful healing gesture.
I mean, what else are you going to do with it, honestly? It's not like you can give it away. That's disgusting.
You hear that, Nicole? Burn all your lingerie. before you get into a new relationship after your 4-year relationship.
Nicole, you got
is
a
over.
Lot of lingerie.
Yeah, I can safely say I am not hiding lingerie in my sock drawer.
Oh.
I know it's very hard to believe, but no, I don't participate in much lacy stuff.
You wear bras, though, and that's one of the things that they say get rid
no,
of.
No, you don't burn your underwear and bras that you wear every day.
That's what this is.
No, not ones that you wear every day.
I know you're dudes, but come on.
Roy said lingerie and bra.
Yeah, there's a difference between like lingerie and your undergarments.
Well, this is if you bought them or you wore them with your ex, it carries the toxic residue.
Okay, so if Dallas and I break up, should I burn all my clothes? Because
yes.
I bought them during that time period, and every single last one will make me think of him. Of course, I think I need an entire new wardrobe now, according to this.
Susanna Golland.
Yeah, from the Goop. It's from Goop.com. Gwyneth Paltrow, don't lie.
Yeah, they also sell like...
I think what they're saying is if Dallas...
Protein bars that are like $6,000.
Well, that's right up your alley. I think what they're saying is if Dallas picked out that shirt for you and you were there at the store and he was there at the store with you when you bought that pink bra at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, well, I lie about all my purchases, so I won't have to burn anything then.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so then what's a better way to get over a breakup?
I don't know. The lingerie, I can get down with burning, but I mean, not according to the bra and underwear thing.
You're not burning that.
No.
The best
bras
way to
are
get
expensive.
The best way to get rid of a breakup is just to move on to someone.
Is it?
I don't know. No,
to
you
get
probably,
over
you know,
someone.
No,
get under someone.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think we just got ourselves into a good little conversation here with the audience. Why don't you guys share with us what's the best way to get over a relationship? Is it a new purchase? Like
oh,
Roy
that's
did?
So good.
Is it a vacation? What did you do to get over your bad relationship? You know what? We'll be helping out people who are listening.
Yeah.
Who are going through this.
And there's so many people that have been so like reliant on another person for so long. Man, sometimes when you go through a breakup, it's like you got to figure out how to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, we were talking about how you get rid of a breakup, like how you get over it.
Get rid of the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roy read an article from Goop.com, the Gwyneth Paltrow website, that said to do what, Roy?
To burn your lingerie in like a little bit of a ritual. And it even went in and said, you know, spiritual burning rituals have been going on since ancient times. Why have we stopped?
Yes, it gets rid of the bad energy and gives you a fresh start. Now, unlike...
Sage the place.
Right. But in that article, you're not burning the ex's stuff. You're burning your stuff that you wore with the ex.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Tracy says you're doing it all wrong.
Tracy?
Yeah.
What do you think we should be doing?
Oh, I burned all of his stuff.
I'm with Tracy.
Oh, I either burned it or sold it.
Or sold it.
Did you feel better afterwards, Tracy?
10 times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Burn not your stuff, burn his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Try to sell it first, though. That was a good...
Rebecca in Charlotte.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Hi, we're doing really well.
So, I broke up with my long-term boyfriend of almost 5 years last year. And we, you know, we were still friends and everything, but we lived together for 6 months after we broke up. So, for the person that texted in, you know... You got to stay there for a while sometimes, but...
Hey, Nicole knows that better than anyone. Producer Nicole, you may or may not be aware of it, but she broke up with her girlfriend around the holidays, and they are just moving apart from each other this week.
Like this weekend, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I didn't know how to be alone after we broke up, so I went out all the time. I moved furniture with some new friends, and then I started dating a guy that... I dated for about 6 months, and he is just a jerk. So I broke up with him, and I feel like I'm finally over my long-term ex. And now I'm just doing me. I'm single, and I'm happy, and I'm becoming a strong, independent woman. So
good for you.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Lorraine almost broke the bell. I've never seen her hit the plug bell that
hard.
You got
a three bump.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you, Rebecca, for calling. We're happy to hear that you're doing well.
All right, this is Christian in Hickory. Hey, Christian.
Hey, what's up?
Well, we got a lot of pushback when we said to burn your bras and the lingerie, and we want to know, how did you get over a bad breakup then?
Well, I went to Mount Mitchell, hiked it, and decided to stay for 3 weeks. camping and meeting new people and had a bunch of fun.
Wow.
How great would that be? You know, clearing your mind with nature.
But do you remember one of the girls on The Bachelorette did that after she got kicked off and her mother ended up putting in a missing persons report?
You got to let people know.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Christian's got to let people know.
Now I've found that every day I have off, I just go fishing and get out in nature. And it just clears your mind.
Yeah.
They got a road to drive up that mountain or is it just a hiking path?
No. Okay, so I took the easy way out and hiked down it.
Nobody needs to know that, but you felt better. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when I tell people I go hiking at Grandfather Mountain. I'm like, oh, it was such a climb up to the top.
Yeah.
You're straight. By the way, if you've never been to Grandfather Mountain, it's up in like the Boone area, and it's just a road that goes to the very tip top of the mountain.
Yeah. You drive.
You drive to the top. It's beautiful. This is Angie in Charlotte.
Hi. So what I did, I recently had gone through a breakup, and I went to Miami because my sister lives there, and I went to the Ultra Music Festival.
Oh.
And that's where I met my boyfriend, and we've been together for about 5 years now.
Look at you.
So
a breakup trip turned into another love.
Yeah. I mean, it really is like the article said, just really get rid of the things that really remind you of the person.
Yeah.
And then just really, do you, honestly. Better way to explain it.
Yeah, you know, Angie, how long was it after your breakup before you got into the new relationship? Because maybe if it wasn't that long.
Yeah, I mean, it was about, 2 to 3 months. It was honestly hard for me because I can't be alone because I'm a twin. So I've always been with someone, with my sister. I've always been with, but you just got to give yourself time, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's what really works.
Good. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show, Angie. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, everyone, for tuning into Kiss 95.1 each morning. We love that.
Yeah, E28 said that they unfollow everyone on social media.
That's a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good way to get over it.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
That's so annoying, by the way. So something just happened behind the scenes. We have, the TV on, just like anyone does, maybe have a TV on in the background of your work.
Talking about something casual, shark attacks in North Carolina, right? Nothing big.
Yeah, that's the news. And then all of a sudden, national news breaks in with a special report, and the girl looks really concerned. And so we're thinking, oh my gosh, something bad has happened. And then they're breaking the thing for a news conference.
This is an NBC. They stop Al Roker mid-sentence. Al Roker goes, I remember the movie Jaws. And they go, and now Savannah Guthrie with an NBC News special report.
And she looked so concerned when she came on.
And nobody cuts off Al.
Al wants answers, damn it.
Yeah. I think the news overutilizes the breaking news thing way too much.
I mean, CNN is more responsible for that than anybody. I mean, breaking news every 2 minutes. Wolf Blitzer. Breaking news now. President Trump has entered Air Force One.
It's like, okay.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is breaking. It didn't happen 2 seconds ago.
Okay, were you going to tell us if he takes a poo?
Yeah, I really had a moment of concern. I really was looking up at the TV like, oh, no.
And well, nothing. Anyway, big news last night. James Holzhauer, I don't even know how you say his name. The guy from Jeopardy, who's on that unbelievable streak. He's a Vegas gambler. This guy went through the show, I think more than one time. Every time he clicked in, Roy, he got the question right, which is kind of unheard of on Jeopardy. That every time you answer, you got it right.
Yeah. And didn't he, wager everything that he had for the Daily Doubles?
He would go. He kind of changed the way you play the game. And yes, he would start from the bottom and bet a lot on Daily Doubles. Most people were kind of a little more hesitant to bet a lot. And he kind of changed the way you played Jeopardy. But after an enormous run, can you find the number for me, Lorraine, while we play this audio?
Yeah.
I had the article pulled up, but I closed it. How many days he was on Jeopardy? Anyway, here it is. The woman took him down last night.
Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. $20,000. What a payday. $46,801. What a game. Oh, my God. What a way to start the week. Congratulations. We're going to say goodbye to James, too. We'll be seeing him again.
That's all. That's the... Oh, goodbye that he got.
He won 32 consecutive games.
Isn't that the goodbye that everybody gets, though?
Yeah, I mean, but he was on, and he was kind of well-known, you know, you would think. But you can't do that because she beat him, and you don't want it to be about him when she is the champ.
Sure.
So he went over and shook her hand. He goes, I hate to lose, but I'm glad, you know.
Yeah.
But he will be back as a, you know, perennial champ, that James guy. So congratulations to him. My mom texted me big news last night. Watch Jeopardy, she said.
Everyone was, it was the buzz.
Yeah, in the Maney family. But it leaked. It leaked
did.
Out.
Somebody leaked it out before because they filmed this a long time ago, mm-hmm. right? Like a few months ago.
Yeah.
So they knew how this was going to end.
Yeah.
So lucky for me, the article, when I went to click on it on Twitter, it said, warning, spoiler ahead. Do you want to continue? And I clicked yes, and then I saw that he had lost. So, hey, the Jonas Brothers, they have that new documentary that dropped at midnight.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched any of it.
I think we were all
sleeping. Where can you watch it? Is it YouTube? Is it Netflix?
Hold on.
And I want to know if they come back to North Carolina, where Kevin Sr. and his wife Denise are.
Yeah, if you didn't know, the Jonas family has a restaurant over in Belmont. It's called Nellie's.
Delicious food, by the way, and we're not just saying that. They do have good food. But here's a little bit of the documentary.
Me, Joe, and Nick were in our little room. We played guitar together.
Playing around.
We wrote a song called Please Be Mine.
The song just, like, literally wrote itself in, like, 10 minutes.
I think that was the moment we all go, looked at each other, and we're like, this could be something.
Very few feelings in my life as sure as that.
That's cool.
Really?
They were just kind of hanging out.
I've never had that moment. Have you ever had that moment when something happened and you're like, this could be something?
Kind of, honestly. Like, really? I worked with an old show here on KISS, and then when Roy came in...
You're like, this could be something?
No. When Loren and Roy came in... I had fun with you, dude. I knew it. Like, you and I clicked.
We did. Yeah.
And that's what I was missing with the old show, was, like, somebody just to goof around and have fun and lighten up a little. And then Loren came in.
Yeah.
You know, and Bruce Beasley, who runs the radio station, who owns Beasley Media Group, he was here, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I love what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it was a little scary. When we first got together, I was just telling somebody who was Charlotte Agenda this, that we got along so well. I was like, there's no way this show's going to last. Like, they're going to fire us. There's no way. This is too good to be true. Like, I kept, like, the first 5 months, all my stuff stayed in boxes because, like, this show's getting canceled.
Roy was a flight risk. I had to go to his house and, like, help him hang things.
I'm like, are
I was
you
like,
sure?
You're not leaving.
I was like, I don't know. This doesn't seem right.
By the way, you can watch Chasing Happiness on Amazon Prime.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Okay.
All right. How about when the Jonas Brothers knew things were over? We heard how it started when they were young in their bedroom just jamming out. What about when it was all over?
I think I became frustrated because I was...
This is Joe, by the way. Okay?
Okay?
Joe Jonas.
I think I became frustrated because I was in those sessions to write the music, and, like, you guys didn't want to do that, and so I just felt, like, a little bit of resentment, that seed of getting angry that you guys weren't in it with me there.
You can tell he's, like, afraid to say it, and kind of, he wants to dance around it there, too.
Oh, that's so awkward. I can't wait to watch this.
I like, want to go home now and watch it.
That's so good.
That is good. All right, how about when they realized that it was time to get the band back together, the Jonas Brothers? This is from their documentary, Chasing Happiness.
It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the music. It wasn't about the fame. It was, hey, brothers. Do you want to do something awesome again together?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's like, hey, brothers, I'm just a real estate agent. And you guys are superstars. Is there any way?
Could you throw me a bone and maybe put a couple singles out?
Oh, my gosh.
We're so kidding, awful. Of course. We love the Jonas Brothers.
And they're awesome. All their new music is amazing.
I know. We play their hits all the
awesome
time.
Awesome, too.
You know, and Kevin Jonas Sr., who owns Nellie's, whose family's from Belmont. His grandmother, I believe, is Nellie. You know, he had a colon cancer scare. Ooh. That's no joke.
You think that's in the documentary, too?
I don't know, but I wonder if maybe that helped the brothers kind of focus a little bit because he's clean now.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood. Everybody that's fighting cancer, you know, likes to hear that they're clean, but it's really good to know. So congratulations to the Jonas Brothers. Check that out. And, that is a something that we're all going to be watching this afternoon. We'll all come back with our reports tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.